I'm not sure what I did to deserve this, Grimshaw Griswold Grimsby said. But I'm sorry. He stared at his tutu in the cracked mirror. It was pink. Not just calm, natural, happy pink. Aggressively pink. The kind of pink that made infants cry and attracted bees. The fabric was drawn taut over top his t-shirt, pulling the material tight until it scratched uncomfortably against the faded burn scars that marred much of his left side. Carla, the restaurant manager, shrugged her broad shoulders. Taco Tuesdays aren't pulling in the folks like they used to, she said. We need something shocking to get people's attention. I do magic, Grimsby said, turning his back to the mirror to examine the handmade taco shell wings that had been stapled haphazardly to the back of the tutu. Real magic? How is that less shocking than this? People can see magic anywhere, Carla said. You're not the only witch in the world, Grimsby, and you're far from the best. Then why hire me at all? You're the only one who applied. Now, if you want to continue working for Mighty Magic Donald's Food Kingdom, turn around and let me fix the back. Grimsby most definitely did not want to continue working for Mighty Magic Donald's Food Kingdom, but he turned around anyway, his eyes falling to the floor. The lacy skirt didn't bother him as much as the clutching, constricting fabric did. He danced uncomfortably from one foot to the other, trying to dislodge things from places where he preferred no lodging take place. Carla had suggested he exchange his jeans for tights, but he had decided that was not going to happen. The last thing anyone needed to see were his pale, skinny legs. Well, perhaps second to last. It's just once a week, Carla said, and only until Taco Tuesday picks up again. Although if it does really well, we could just make it Taco Fairy Tuesday. After all, Wizard Pie Wednesday is a hit. Grimsby tried to imagine wearing the outfit once a week for the foreseeable future. It hurt him the same way it hurt when he had found his first gray hair more than a year ago. At 19. It was a deep hurt, with a pain that held every indication of only getting worse with time. I will quit. And go where? She asked, picking at a crease in the eye-punching pink cloth. There's lots of places hiring the unorthodox, Grimsby said, his tone defensive. She scoffed. Sure, but they're not being hired to be unorthodox, Grimsby, she said. They're being hired in spite of being unorthodox. Therian accountants, vamp security guards, outside of the department or maybe private contractors, no one's looking to hire a witch. Grimsby felt his throat go taut, but he clenched his jaw. You are? Not a real witch, just one like you. She said the words without malice, but that somehow made them hurt worse. After all, you're barely licensed to use magic at all. You've got what, spinning plates and that magical duct tape trick? They're not tricks, Grimsby said quietly. They were real magic, his magic. Whatever. Look, no one who doesn't want a witch will hire you, and anyone who does want a witch can find a better one. You're stuck with me, and I'm stuck with you. He wanted to argue, but she was right. He had spent most of his childhood training to join the Department of Unorthodox Affairs. After they had denied him entry, he hadn't had many options. It had taken him nearly a month just to get this job. People weren't exactly banging down the doors to hire failed witches. Or any witches, for that matter. Outside of normally strict department utilization, magic was heavily regulated. So why hire a witch when any usual would do? So he couldn't just up and quit, despite how much he wanted to. He needed the work. Bad. Badly enough that he let himself be dressed in costumes 3 days, make that four a week. And that didn't include holidays, though after last year's lawsuit, he doubted Carla would make him portray Santa again. He didn't have the build for it anyway. What kind of Santa Claus is 5'6 and 130 pounds?